Welcome to the New and Living Way Church, Ikorodu, where we bring to you teachings inspired by the Spirit of the Living God for the work of salvation through His servant, Pastor Olaide Olaniyo. Be blessed as you listen.
By your mercy, by your grace, pour blessing upon us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Are we blessed today? Amen. 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 Can you shout amen?
Amen.
God bless everyone that has been participating in the prayers. Everyone praying prayer faithfully. Everyone sticking to the Bible reading. The Lord will bless you.
Amen.
The Lord will show you mercy.
Amen.
You will prosper. You will break through in life. Every single one, everyone, you have served God in secret. You have faithfully followed that holy commandment. The Lord will break out upon you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You are obeying the Lord, not man. You are loving the Lord. You are seeking the Lord. I say the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly appear. And He will appear to your joy.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Mania, Fasana, Elena Esia, Yasha, Azune, Ferga, Asga, Algina, Ajune, Aravena, Prestazana, Algana, Adino, Pharaoh, Toshua. Yes, there's somebody, there's a petition, there's a need on your table. There is a need. There is a need, and I can see you reading scriptures. You've been brought about a need, but you've been worrying in faith to take your eyes away from that need and just focus on the word. The Lord said to tell you that He has met that need.
Amen.
He has met that need. He told me to tell you to start rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
Start rejoicing. Start rejoicing, start rejoicing. Start giving thanks to God because He has settled it.
Amen.
He settled it.
Amen.
He said it's a testimony already.
Amen.
It's a testimony already. It's a testimony already. It's already done.
Yes.
He said it's already done.
Amen.
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 Oh, Igaga Galero de Vernoso Vengilama Pa. Or Inaki Kakusa Vino Juja Osta. He said, it's me comforting your heart to let you know that as you speak, seek spiritual things, even the natural is settled. He said, it's my comfort, it's my token for you, it's a sign to you, it's a comfort to you to know that you should seek me. 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 You should seek me even more. You should seek me even more. You should seek me even more. Even much more. You should seek me even much more. And everything about your life will be sorted out. Everything about your life. Every single thing. Every single detail about your life will be sorted out. Every single detail about your life will be sorted out. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory, glory to Jesus. Oh, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, our God. Oh, Shanano Kababosa, Baboda, Babode, Bebeda, Ashdeluga, Yasha, yes. Joy, joy, joy filling your heart. I see someone, you are at the point of tears, yeah, possibly even crying at the goodness of the Lord. He has made me glad. I am am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say the seas today that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I'm so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. I say, God has filled our mouth with laughter. I say, you will laugh. Somebody does not believe me. I say, you will laugh. You will so laugh and rejoice and rejoice and rejoice and rejoice that the devil will get more angry. Amen. So, some of you are afraid of annoying Satan. You're afraid of annoying. You're, hey, Pastor, let him not angry us. Oh, I say you will laugh.
Amen.
I say you will laugh so much.
Amen.
Satan will get madder. But that will not stop your laughing. Because you are more than. I didn't hear somebody. You are more than what? You will not only overcome. Are you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He said, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Therefore, I am persuaded. That what? Neither what? Death nor life. Let's see. I don't know. God is bringing comfort to someone's heart today. Let's see Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. What is happening is prophetic. It's for somebody. It's a word for somebody. It's a word for somebody. I know it so well in my spirit. Thank you. Are you glad?
Yes, sir.
Are you glad?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Who is it? Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Say who? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake are we killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay. Say nay.
Nay.
Say nay.
Nay.
Say no.
No.
In all these things. So the economy of Nigeria is just a it's not even famine yet. It's not peril yet. It's not sword. It's not nakedness yet. Say nay. Say nay. Shout nay.
Nay.
Everybody at home shout no.
No.
In all these things, we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors through him that persuade us. You see, all these things are things, but it is who that uses it. He said, who shall separate us? He now said that. Shall tribulation, distress. These things are not who, they are things. But it is who that is in charge. Are you understand what I'm saying? It's who that is in charge. It's who that is using these things. Tribulations, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, as it is written, for thy sake are we what? Killed all day. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Said, no! In all these things, we are what? More. We are overcomers in the midst of them. Are you understanding? We are what? More than overcomers. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Then you now say what? I am now what? Persuaded that neither death. Now he's not talking about who. That it's not even the things they bring, the beings themselves. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Now he's talking about entities. All these ones are living entities. You see that death is a living entity. You see that in Revelation 20. Are you understanding? Amen. So neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in what? What is the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord? 1 John chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath given to us, that we should be called what?
Sons of God.
Say it. So these things want to sever you from sonship. Are you understanding? The essence of all these things is what? Is to stop a people from sonship. So overcoming is entrance. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes,
so when you are overcome, that is, to overcome is that these things couldn't limit you. They couldn't distract you. They couldn't prevent you. In the midst of it, you broke through. Perism. You broke through. You what? Broke through. You broke through. You broke through. That's what they call breaking through. Whose son was that? Judah. They tied a rope on his hand. They called him what? What did they call it? His name? I'm not saying of the Bible. Genesis. Judah had two Perez. He said he broke through first. He broke through first. Some of you will break through.
Amen.
I said many of us will break through.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You break through into the zone of sonship.
Amen.
It's already over us. It's already upon us. Are you understanding it? It's already upon us. All of the things that Satan is trying is to ensure that, is to distract men. But I'm saying to somebody, you have already broken through. I say to somebody, you have already broken through. Oh, Jesus. Do you believe me at all? I say you have already broken through. One of the things that happen when you have broken through, the things that were a distraction before now become useless. There's no need restricting it again. So it now comes in abundance. Everything that they were trying to manipulate and withdraw from you so as to distract you, because you have now broken through. You will now discover that you have overabundance of it. Because you have broken through. So that when it even comes itself, you will not mind. I have found a greater breakthrough. They were trying to say, so that you keep. While life is passing you by. But you have now resolved on life. You have what?
Resolved.
You have resolved on life. Oh? This one is not catching his attention again. So, you see that you are more than conquerors. Through him that loved us. Say that, so nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The love of God they are communicating to you is that first John. Are you understanding? The love of God that they are communicating is what? It's first John. Is raising you to a place where you will be free. Are you understanding it? That's the love of God that is in Christ Jesus that they are showing to you. Hallelujah. That person I saw who was, is a spite on that need to keep staying in the world and read. That person just broke the strength of a spirit. You were reading the Bible. See, the pain, the agony of that lack, that need was there. But you stayed on the word. You stayed on the word. You stayed on the word. You read a couple of chapters. I don't know if it's a matter, but I just saw it like a small vision. You read a couple of chapters. You read a couple of chapters. You read a couple of chapters. And then you spited that devil. You are an overcomer. That the strength of that spirit just broke. The strength of that spirit just broke. Amen. The strength of that spirit broke. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's learn to keep little instructions. Sometimes that's where the victory lies. Why is it those little instructions that Satan fights you to keep? That's where the victory lies. He said, pray for a month. If you had known what is tied to your prayer, if you had known what is tied to your Bible study, you would have probably prayed some more. You have probably been more diligent with it. But when he said pray, you don't know what is at back of it. He said, if the servant had known what I had, the master will come, they will have watched. Amen.
Amen.
There's a grace that is coming upon you.
Amen.
There's a grace. There's a spirit that is resting upon you. There's a spirit that is resting upon you. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm talking to the sun moments. I'm talking to this is a God came with reward. God came with reward for some people. You need to discern it. What I'm saying is not me, it's not vain words. Next time, tomorrow, even if it. Amen. Before they take that tongue, tomorrow when you see it, just keep laughing. Are you understanding? You see the situation? Laugh. Even if you don't feel like laugh. What the Lord said to me, he said, believe is the Lord your God, you will prosper. Be established. Believe is this prophet, you will prosper. You need to believe these words. The words I said, you need to believe it. 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 You need to be persuaded about it. Believe it tomorrow. When you see it, laugh Satan to scorn deliberately. Amen.
Amen.
It's settled. Hallelujah. Can we have that interpretation quickly before we just go ahead? Amen. Thank you.
Falubana kataprona sakara brenda sasuma na kalebrono kasapilupa kataporoburupata. Hepiluporupata. Hepiluporupata. Falling water, falling into water, falling into water. El into water, after you know, biru waka to biru whatever, whatever to water. Eliminating to water, feeling to water, feeling to water, feeling to water. Feeling to water to settle. 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 Even to settle many. Even to many settle. Even to settle many in their season. Even to bring many into their season. Even to settle many into their season. For there is a season that's supposed to come into many. Even many bringing many into their season. Even into their season for breakthrough. Even breakthrough, even for to break through into your season, it is time to establish and to settle. It is time to establish and to settle many into their season, even to settle many into their city. Even the Lord whom you seek is coming with blessing. He's coming with blessing. He's coming with blessing. You cannot seek the Lord in vain. You cannot seek the Lord even in vain, for the Lord is coming with many settlement, even many settlement. settlement, even many establishments, even many to come into their season, even many men to come into their season, even into their season. For the waters is building, for the water is building, and coming into his settlement, and coming into Ararat, even coming into Ararat, even coming into Ararat, for your coming, even into the city, even into the season, even into the season of your settlement, of your settlement. Even many are even seizing this period. Even I see many fast, even many fast, even many fast, even many use this season, even to seek the natural, even to seek the natural, even to seek the natural. Many fast, even waiting upon the Lord, even to see me appear. I will not just appear according to the spiritual, I will appear according to the natural. For the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly appear to you, shall suddenly appear to you. You need to believe me that even concerning the natural, I want you to make it to prosper. I want you to make it to prosper, even as your soul entering prosperity. For the measure of light that I'm giving you, even in this season, as a natural prosperity, even tied to it. Because you are growing in this season in light. Even your natural is coming to blossom. Even your natural is coming to blossom. Even your natural is coming to grow. As you seek the kingdom, even your natural is aligning. Even your natural is aligning. Don't break the circle of faith. Keep believing. The season will soon open. Keep believing. For the season will soon open. Don't break the circle. Don't break the circle. You are the hedge. You are about to hit the point. You are about to hit the point. You are about to hit the point. Don't break the circle. Believe in the Lord and believe in this prophet. Believe in this prophet and it shall come to pass. And it shall come to pass. And it shall be established. And it shall be established. Even your natural will be better. Even your natural will turn around. Even things concerning your natural, even will turn around. Even will turn around. I'm not just interested in your soul prosperity. I'm also interested even in your natural. Even in your natural. For many of you, we begin to be looking to coming to signing a new contract. Even signing a new contract. Even signing a new contract. For they will come to sign a new contract with you. They will come to sign a new contract with you. Even a new contract. Even a new appointment. 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 You have waited for that appointment. Yeah, it is time that the check is signed. Even that the check is signed. That the appointment is sealed. That the appointment is sealed. You have waited for that appointment. Yeah, it is a time for the check even to be signed, even to the check even to be signed. A change of offer, a change of offer, a change of offer, a change of offer. New contract, new contract, new contract, new contract is a ceiling according to the ceiling of the light that is coming to you. Even the natural is changing, is overturning the natural, is overturning the natural until it become to the rightful owner and it become yours. See at the Lord. Don't break the circle of faith, for you have hit the point. Oh, the door is open for things to change.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are not excited. Is it unbelief or you are too spiritual for the provisions of grace? Eh? Don't out of spirituality spite the Lord or despise the allocations and the provisions of God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? May you still be meek enough to celebrate when God does natural things for you. It's a sign of meekness. It's a sign of what? It's a sign of meekness. And it's a sign that your heart is not hardened. That you don't take it to heart. Neither do you give God glory for it. That is, as you are growing, you must seek the Lord to balance you, otherwise you can turn to an extreme. You become so, in quote, spiritual, you are not mindful of this thing, then you come into ungratefulness, ingratitude. You look down on things that God seemingly does, and there are a lot of things. What we are looking for is the opening of the seventh seal. Things that are of the world to come. Thank God for the shoe that came. I didn't have to buy it. You know how people waste their soul to buy this? God brought on a platter of gold. Thank you, Jesus. His meekness. His meekness. His gratitude. His childlikeness. But you, the shoe came. I knew I was going to come. And in it, no single thank you, God. No thank you, Jesus. You think you are spiritual? No. You are dying. You are dying. Learn to be grateful. Learn to be what? Grateful. God, the way God weaved it, I didn't even know. Even if you saw it coming, that the fact that I didn't get involved, and God by the Spirit, the way I mandated the Spirit wait till it got executed, Lord, you deserve all the glory. You deserve all the glory. Even when you have not. Even when you have not seen it yet, there is a joy you have. So God, this thing is vain, I know, but God can condescend to it and then meet it. Organized by His divine, and then meet it, Lord. Even the matters of salvation, you will complete it. I know it's perishing, but God said we should use it. If not, you will turn into another thing. The spirit of the age will catch up with you. So sometimes you say, Enyi le she yi o, Olorun ayeraye oba iyanu. It's not because we have become carnal, it's because we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We can celebrate God providing chair. I didn't have chair in my house. God provided a plastic chair. The way you celebrate it shows that you're a child in the heart. You're a little one. You can be grateful for little things. Then God can add more. But when you have become, it doesn't take much to be big in your sight. You can be big because of revelation. Revelation can make you big in your own sight. You know, I go on thank God. No. You understand how the sign, how the thing they work now. You see her every day. Your heart is adding in there. Your heart is what? Adding in there. Be a child. Even if you are afraid that it will take your Lord. You are the one that did. I don't know how to behave because I don't want you to take my heart. But Lord, I don't want to be ungrateful. I don't want to be ungrateful. I don't even know how to decide whether to stand up, whether to roll up. But thank you for providing this. And you that provided, you won't allow you to take my heart. Because he said, which one of you, being a father, would the son ask this and then you not give him serpent? So if God in His goodness is giving to you, Lord, thank you. Is salvation I'm looking for? Even though I know I have this one. But in your largeness, you have. I am rejoicing for it. Not that I finally had it, but that you were the one that provided it. It's not the laws of flesh that generated it. I'm not celebrating at last that By hook or by hook, I have it. No. I'm celebrating that you, in the sovereignty of your might, in the largeness of your, you have brought this thing to me to enjoy. I'm grateful, God. I'm grateful, God. So gratitude for it doesn't mean carnality. It's that God, in the abundance of his wisdom, thought it wise to even give you, to bring it to your hands. It's charming. Shame me. Amen. Amen. That this grace came from God. Ah. How many people labor all their life from beginning to end? The grace does not come to them. And then it now came to me. I will now be silent. God forbid. God forbid. God forbid. Be a child. Be a child. Be a what? Be a child. Be a child. Celebrate it. It's not the thing that is God's thoughts that brought it to you that you are rejoicing in. Then the God whom you praise. You now see that God will be released to do much more abundant things. Much more what? Sometimes, sorry, this is not what I'm supposed to be teaching, but amen. Sometimes, that's why our Thanksgiving cup is very low. Very, very low. Very, very low. A brethren gave you money to come to church. You didn't remember to thank God for it. Says our charity work. No, no, that's how we are in our community. Your money is my money. Just collect the money and walk away. And God's like, let's see Romans, 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians. I want to show you some of the things. Second Corinthians 9. Second Corinthians now. As it is written, he had dispersed abroad, he had given to the poor, his righteousness remained forever. Now he that ministered seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruit of your righteousness, being enriched in everything, to all bountifulness, which causeth through us, what?
Thanksgiving to God.
For the administration of this service not only supplied the want of the saints, but is what? Abundant also by many thanksgiving. So every service should generate thanksgiving to God. It's meeting the need of a saint. But every time, every little need that is met should generate thanksgiving to God. Every what? He said, it's caused through us thanksgiving to God. Whilst by the experience of this ministry, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ and for your liberal distribution unto them and to all men. And by their prayer for you, which long after you, for you, for the exceeding grace of God in you, thanks be unto God for this unspeakable gift. You don't know what happens when thanksgiving. Let me describe it to you. You just obeyed commandment. You think you are meeting a need, but you are indirectly meeting God's need. Now, this soul that you now met his need ought to release thanks to God. He kept God's path. His own need has been met. He didn't give God his own part. Ebe Olosha to ko ni lelu lo oni eni ta se lore ti o dupe. Is a thief. Is what? We don't know what Thanksgiving does in the atmosphere. Thanksgiving is not empty. Is not docile. There is something it does in the atmosphere. There is something it registers before God. It doesn't only just communicate the state of our hearts. It also magnifies God in the atmosphere. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That's why our atmosphere should be filled with thanksgiving always. So give thanks always for all things. We should grow in that culture. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes,
childlike in thanksgiving. Sometimes I, in the quiet of my heart, I just look at, Lord, I'm unworthy of these things. Thank you. You thank God for some grace provisions. Thank God for some immaterial gifts. Thank God. I feel somewhere, we have robbed God in that we have not thanked God enough. We have not been grateful to God enough. You see, one of the nature of those that are very, very spiritual is that very, very childlike. You give them a simple thing. Wow! The way they praise it, the way they appreciate it is you think that shoju ngoti mo fun olo. Gratitude. Are you understand? In this season, when God is doing wonders, don't let gratitude limit you. Don't let what? Don't let ingratitude limit you. Let your gratitude be constant. Thank God. Doesn't cost you nothing. Thank what? Thank God. I've just come back. You cleanse 10. I have come back to say thank you. Whether people are watching or not, say it. Do you understand it?
Yes, sir.
Just be grateful. You're walking on the street, thank you. You are in the bathroom, thank you. You are in the kitchen, thank you. You are in Charlotte, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't let it cease from your lips. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this mercy. Thank you for this provision. Thank you for this work. Thank you for this prophecy. Thank you for this blessing. Thank you for this grace. Thank you for this light. Thank you for this understanding. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank for all things. Give thanks. Be a child. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we thank God?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I give you 2 minutes. 2 minutes. From your hearts, 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 from your hearts. Let thanksgiving, let heaven register your thanks. Hey, Anaya. Anye, Ainaya, Asa, I'm Janaya Gaga, Anenunefe, oh Jesus, Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ananano. Ananina Nestasa. Ajajanana Kakalos. Ole Memerusta Verga. Ajani no Sasa. Ah! Ah! Thank you. Now, thank God for the things you have not yet seen. Thank God for the things you have not seen as yet. Thank God for the things you have not seen as yet. Thank God for which His word has come forth. Thank God. Because He's a keeper of His word. Anana. Thank you. 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 Oh, Jesus. I'm grateful. Grateful, Father. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Spirit of Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for rebuking us. Thank you for correcting us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for not leaving us in our own ways and to our own folly. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for making us to be cognizant even of the seemingly little things. Oh, Jesus, thank you. 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 Eshe, 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 Eshe. Thank you. 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 Thank you for all the mercies that you are showing us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are grateful. 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 Jesus, we honor you. 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 Thank 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 you. We like the way you run our lives. We like it. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. Thank you, Jesus. Oranamone for Nasese. Amana. Aimani. Aimonens. Aimines. Aimenes. Aimenanai. Abarunayo Koshinana. Ibela. in Jesus' name. Sorry, I still want us to thank God. The way the Lord, sorry, if this is all I do today, I don't mind. But the way the Lord is saying it in my heart is, some people, you said it with your lips, but your heart was not connected. Your heart, it looked for gratitude from your heart, but it was not there. You might even have mentioned thank you to the person who did that thing for you, but you did not thank God from your heart. You did not thank God from your heart. God wants to correct the disposition. These are things, these are ways where they check our littleness, that our heart did not offer thanks to God for the administration that came towards us. The heart did not generate thanksgiving to God, God's word, for the administration. I want us to, from our hearts, sorry, I really, really, really want to teach. Since I told you yesterday, I want to teach. But this is a reproof from God. This is a reproof from God. It's a reproof from God. Maybe even all the vision and all the was to highlight these points in the heart of many to show that ingratitude is there. And that thing is age in the flesh. That thing is age, is a high age in the flesh that prevents you from being little. High age in the flesh. That you cannot generate gratitude for little things, seemingly little things that are worked by the administration of heaven. Cannot generate gratitude. If you need to cry that God should make you a child, if you need to cry that God should tamper, because it's a fault in the heart for the heart not to be grateful. It's an error. Is that what? You will not know the magnitude of that defect until you read Romans chapter 1. When the people refer to acknowledge the person of God, say, neither were they thankful. Then you now see that thing can make a man a son of perdition. That defect, that singular defect, can make the heart perditious. Jesus rebuking the disciples in the book of Mark said that he was talking to them about the leaven of the Pharisees, that they were thinking about something. They were thinking that it is because they didn't hold bread. Then Jesus, understanding their heart, did they not consider the miracle of the 5 loaves? No. How did they gather 12 baskets? No. Did they not consider this miracle of the 4,000? How did they gather 7 baskets? Then Bible now say, because their hearts were hardened. They were going on a ship. They were so because they could not consider what. Did you see that they were giving thanks to God when the miracle happened? Yeah, they just gathered 12 baskets. They didn't take it to heart. It was nothing. The work that sign supposed to do in their hearts didn't didn't succeed. You know, sometimes it is in the place of thanksgiving that the work, a sign or a miracle or a provision is supposed to, that's when it dawns. When you are giving thanks, the work that orchestration, that administration is supposed to execute, it is in that place that art adjustment takes place. He said they did not retain God. He said they were not thankful. Then God gave them over to a reprobate heart. So, because of the defect in the heart that was tied to unthankfulness, God said, this heart, it has harbored some things for so long enough. We can't work with it any longer. So, you won't know that something as simple as what? Giving thanks, gratitude, can destroy a man like that. Every commandment of God is actually for our conversion, for our prosperity. Now, for years I've been asking, why is it that part of the things that they put in the spirit of the age, learn time, this one is there, unthankfulness. You won't know that thing, it can alter the state of a heart so much that God will not be able to work with it. It can do what? It can alter the state of a heart so much that God will give up on it. I want us to pray that God will touch our hearts so much that everything that is traceable or that is the source of ingratitude, because somewhere it is tied to seeing God or a familiarity with God somewhere, or seeing God in a particular light. Actually, it is the reason you didn't give thanks is because of a high you have and that you don't know you have. It's because of a high in the heart. That's why. Oh, Kaku, you didn't regard it. You didn't what? You didn't regard it. You didn't regard it. And if you didn't regard it, you can't regard God. Because God will come in ways you can easily despise. God will go what? Come. You can easily despise. It will come in ways you can easily despise. So he arranges a little blessing for you and he's checking your heart. Will this person be able to receive me when I'm coming? And then you collect it and then you walk past. Say, this soul, he will never be able to see me if I come. He will never be able to see me. Can you pray for yourself tonight? We may not be able to share the word again, but I believe the Lord himself has spoken to us. Can you pray for yourself that the Lord will heal your heart? That the Lord will heal your heart of ingratitude. That thing that founds that thing, that infirmity, that work, that the Lord will heal it. That the Lord will heal it. That the Lord will heal it. The Lord will correct it. In mercy. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord will heal it. The Lord will make me a child again. The Lord will make me a child again. Shana galotapa. Jashekele parotavana gaba. Oleimianone ferugege rashta shaba. Can you call upon the name of the Lord? Everyone listening online, can you call upon the name of the Lord? Can you cry out to Jesus. Can you cry out to Jesus that the Lord will heal you, Hashanah, of this infirmity of the heart, of this infirmity of the soul. Azaza galete bele jejenuria kakata legegalide gegeruse veregejinjileteria ramangaliteteria lieshaka. Can you pray? Can you pray? Can you pray? Can you pray? Until the keleterwe shakaba and in enwete gege. I don't just want you to be responsive today and then go back to my default mode tomorrow. Can God, can a work be executed over my heart, in my soul? Estashare kakata. Ajaja mi malegega. Aluere rueshu grua de gegelu beberukwa. Anzemeya. Jesus, Andula Keriana Pregua Lagaste. Anana Gele Crue Cranuan Jugola. Ada de Gegele Dogoluan Jabamba. Abebele de Gegerue Sevendria Paparega. Agenja. Ajajalele geguro shwa shwa. Ajenje gegerede gegeludo vambarapaga. Ajelu enenesis. In Jesus' name. Look at the way Romans rendered it. He said, because that when they knew God. That's scary. Because these people started with the knowledge of God. He didn't say they didn't know God before. He said, when they knew God. Because that when they knew God, they came into the knowledge of God. He now said, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. They glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. But became what? So you see how that thing can turn the heart. He said, when they knew God. I said, they knew God. When they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful. Have you ever thanked God for the privilege of knowing him? Have you thanked the Lord for counting you worthy for even coming into his knowledge? The mercy he showed you. We were not seeking God. God was the one that called us. Are you understanding? He said, these people knew God, but when they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. He said, they became vain in their imagination. And what? Are you see? Foolish hearts. So they became foolish first. What is the sign of folly? Unthankfulness. The sign of folly. That's it. Their foolish heart was darkened. Their what?
Darkened.
Their foolish heart was darkened. Foolish hearts. May we not become fools. I say, may we not become fools. One of the ways that we retain wisdom is that simplicity, that contriteness that makes us to thank God or glorify God in our hearts. You see, one of the things that all of those things trending online, mocking God, scoffers, laughing at those things dull the heart. They cut short a people from coming into the allocation of God. Never be caught amongst them. Never what? So blessed is the man that walketh on the castle of ungodly, standing in the way of sinners, seated in the seats of the scornful. Don't ever sit among scorners. Scornful. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Let your cup of praise, thanksgiving, be full. Let it be what? You will. You will ever be a child. You what? Ever be a child. That thing, there's a way it renews your youth. There's a way what? It renews your youth. It helps you not to grow old. It helps you what? Not to age in the flesh. Keeps you young. Godward. And the way you get to do it, learn to practice telling men thank you for every gesture, for every what?
Every gesture.
Say, learn to say thank you. It doesn't kill. It doesn't what? It doesn't kill. Learn to say thank you. Learn to say thank you. Gratitude doesn't kill. Why? God does more things for you than men could ever do. If you have not totally thanked God, thanked men, you can't thank God enough. Are you understand? So maximize every opportunity to thank God, thank men. But thank God much more than you thank men. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes,
maximize every what? Opportunity to say, to thank men. But now thank God much more than you thank men. You will see that you will always be a step ahead in your thanksgiving. Use every opportunity to say thank you to men. But ensure that you what? Thank God much more. Some of you have never said thank you to your parents for food, for money. For you say it's your responsibility. That's why you treat God also. It's God's responsibility. Yeah, it's God's responsibility to wake me up. It's God's responsibility to provide. It's God's responsibility to keep me in health. So that sense of entitlement, you carry it into even Revelation. Because it's the same soul. So there is no gratitude. Wow. We heard today in this economy, Daddy, thank you. I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you did it. But thank you. I'm grateful. Then great gratitude goes to God. That culture is healthy for your spiritual growth. It makes you not to take any blessing or provision of God for granted. But when you are like that in the natural, you have a sense of entitlement also in the spirit. It's their responsibility. It's God's responsibility. If angels are ministering to you, it's their responsibility. They've given a commandment. So, as you say, angel, guys. Tell somebody, have you thanked God today? Then, have you thanked God enough today? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Make it a culture. Do it until it's a culture in your soul. It's what?
It is a
until it's a culture. It's a culture. A culture. A culture. A culture. 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 A culture. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When you grow up, when you grow up in the spirit very well, your thanksgiving exceeds your prayer points. When you grow up in the spirit very well, your thanksgiving exceeds your petitions, your prayer points. You can be in prayers for 4 hours and you thank God. You thank God for 3 hours, 50 minutes. And only, the only thing you to say, maybe 5 minutes, to if you have to ask anything. But, I tell you the truth. The more you grow, the more abundant thanksgiving you have. The more what? Abundant. The more you grow. So sometimes when you want to see, check growth, see thanksgiving versus petition. You can see, how much a soul has grown. That thing. Sometimes you are in the place of prayer. You don't even know what to thank God for. It's because somewhere you have age in the flesh.
Wow.
That it's an infirmity of the mind and the soul that it cannot see. For sometimes before the soul begins to see what God has done or what to thank God for, they have to whine and tear to it. It's a miracle will have to happen for some. Then the soul that. Before the son of because somewhere is dull, Godward. Dull. So when he says he cannot see, you think that he cannot see through the word of the Spirit. Sometimes these little things, it cannot perceive it. So he said, thank God you give me his life. What for?
Ah.
In his mind, I'm still in the middle of the trouble. You can get to the most holy and your soul is still like that. That's what he said. He said, they knew God. Where do you learn the knowledge of God? But it's an infirmity, it's an iniquity that had always been in the soul. It wasn't dealt with. They knew God. But that infirmity, ingratitude, they did not glorify God, him as God. Neither were thankful. The more, one of the signs, like I said earlier, that you are little. Shino no papa you coconutati. Gratitude for the seemingly little little things, seemingly little, seemingly little. Of us, Austinus, Austinus, Shiptus.
Opera cota filuma, tafariundo barabada batayaga. It's a sign that you are still alive in the spirit. It's a sign that you are still alive in the spirit. For thanksgiving is a sign of your reference to God. For it's a sign of your reference to God. It's a sign that your soul is not perishing. It's a sign that your soul is not perishing. For perilous times are coming. Even perilous times are coming. Even perilous times are coming. Where men will lose the Sabbath of thanksgiving to God. Where men will lose the Sabbath of thanksgiving to God. It's a sign of a perilous age. It's a sign of perilous age. It's a sign of a generation that is passing away. It's a sign that your heart is no longer referencing the spirit. It's no longer referencing the spirit. It's a sign that you don't have reference, even for God, 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 even for God. I want your heart to stay in all on reference, even to stay in all on reference. You must learn to give thanks. You must learn to give thanks. You must learn to give thanks. You must learn to give thanks to God in all things, in every situation, in every situation. It is in all things that you give thanks to the Lord, that you give thanks to the Lord, for His blessing is the definition of thanksgiving. For God is good. For God is good. He is the definition of thanks. He will give it. He will give it. For thanksgiving should not lack in this house. For thanksgiving should not lack in this house. As you make requests to God for the completion of your request, it has to be pushed by thanksgiving. It has to be pushed by thanksgiving. For the entrance of your prayer in this season is by thanksgiving. With raw supplication and thanksgiving, make your request known to the Lord. For your prayer circle will not be complete if you don't know how to give thanks to the Lord. For your prayer circle and your seeking in this season that I've called you will not be complete without pushing it by thanksgiving, without making it enter, even by thanksgiving. Even by thanksgiving, it's a sign of reference. It's a sign that you are alive, even in the spirit, when you give thanks to the Lord. For thanksgiving should be the fruit of your lips, should be the fruit of your lips, should be the fruit of your lips. And so in everything, give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. In everything, for your circle to be complete, even in this season, you must give thanks.
Amen. You know one thing? Sorry. Try to close. Thanksgiving is the one thing that the poor and the rich give alike. Are you understanding? The poor and the rich. So to deny God is to be without excuse. To what?
To deny God is to be without excuse.
Because it costs you nothing. It costs you what?
It costs me nothing. Nothing.
It costs you nothing. Is giving. Say giving. Say thanks. Say thanks. Giving. Say thanks. Giving. So it's a giving. It's a giving. It's giving. It's giving. It's give. You are giving to God. You are giving to God. And it costs you nothing. It costs you nothing. Then when you take it, it shows your heart is ill. Your heart is what? Ill. Ill. When they say ill, it despises God. That is only when it fails to give. That is only when it what? Fails to give. You don't give thanks for what you despise. Or you don't give thanks for what you don't regard. It's an offering of the heart that is freely given to everything that you regard. So to deny God is to show disregard. Because it's free, it's abundant. It's one leveler that levels everybody, regardless of your economic estates. And sometimes what the way it's expressed is expressed in the rejoicing of the heart. It expresses what?
In the rejoicing of the heart.
Do something for a little child. You see the excitement. The excitement, the exuberance of the little child. Age has made many of us comported. That comportment. The comportment that we can't rejoice. Bible says, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. There is something about ecstasy of joy in the spirit. Your rejoicing is also a tie of gratitude.
Wow.
Your rejoicing.
Yes.
That you celebrate at the thing that God has done is not the joy is that your daddy has done this. That joy, that excitement is also thanksgiving. Why did they call that man with the one talent a wicked man? Mudashiru. So people, their face is like Mudashiru. Moody. Always moody like Mudashiru. Maybe they are... You cannot do anything to make them excited. Long face. That's how my face is. Long face. You can't get them excited. Jubilant. To rejoice from the heart. You're running. Put it there. God cannot even do something to you that you just start dancing by yourself. You can't rejoice. He can't even do so. You can't be excited at what God has done. It's a deficiency in the heart. You say, no. I just don't like. You are forming for a maker. You are aged in the flesh. As you have age, serious age. They need to cut you down. They need some serious conversion.
Yes, sir.
Until you can. Oh, I love David. I love David. I love David. I love that. He was on the throne. He was still tired. The daughter of Saul, she has been raised in the flesh. Milcah. She was angry. A king. That's like one of the fools in Israel. She said, you don't know. I am dancing before the God that took the throne from your father. Maybe that's where the God that was your father. I'm not saying it is right. But let me say, look, you don't know anything. I am rejoicing before the throne, before the one who took the throne from your father. I was the shepherd and gave that throne to me. I don't know. That's the person I'm freely rejoicing before. Some people are too packaged. I'm going like, tell your neighbor, losing up. Learn to rejoice before God. Sometimes you're walking, sometimes you just need to be, so just scatter everywhere, little. Do you understand? Just show God, God, this your baby is excited. This your baby is excited. At the news that you don't broke. Because you are two together. Don't let flesh bind you to corruption. Hey? Don't be too old. Don't wait for Thanksgiving in December. Just do some things in your room. Do some things. Sometimes when you run wild like that, Satan's bonds, shackles that is framed around the soul also break off.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Be a child. Be a child in God's hand. A little baby. Awa dupe o baba, awa dupe o omo, edu mare eshe, ti mi ogo. Awa dupe o baba, awa dupe o omo, emi mi mo eshe. Tini ogo, awa dupe o baba, awa dupe o omo, edumare se tini o, mo wa dupe o baba, mo wa dupe o omo. Edumare eshe ti eni ogo mo wa dupe o
mo wa dupe o baba mo wa dupe o mo edumare eshe ti eni ogo
mo wa dupe o
mo wa dupe baba
mo wa dupe o mo. Go rejoicing tonight. Make a commitment in your hearts that my thanksgiving will be full. Make a resolve. Circles, frame that flesh has arranged around me, not to be little. I will break it away. Maya. I will make a I will let my thanksgiving register before heavens that this your little boy is grateful. This your little boy is grateful. This your little boy is grateful. Some people, oh Jesus, some people have become too big to roll on the floor for God again. Some people have become too big to cry. Some people, all of us, I want to be naked before my God and let my soul flow freely to Him without hindrance, without inhibition. Can we give thanks to God tonight? Can we give thanks to God tonight? Can we give God thanks tonight? Can we bless Him? Oh, Shale Matata. Arego goro no shishiro goro gore gele nene ototo. Hey. You are tongue, bless the Lord. Glorify His holy name. Anene kukula mamecha. Hey. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh. Jesus, thank you for the grace to pray. Thank you for the privilege of calling upon your name. Thank you for answers. Thank you. Thank you. To you that answered prayers, you say our flesh shall come. Thank you for answering prayers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for bidding us come. Thank you. 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 Thank you for everything you've spoken over us. Thank you. Thank you for the activity of angels. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to your name. 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 Thank you. 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 Glory to your name. 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 Oh. In Jesus' name. Thank you for tonight. Lord, let the Spirit go with us. Let it remain over the house. Let it remain as a culture of our souls. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let us never forget, O God, even to remember to give you thanks and to glorify your name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that this message has been a source of blessing to you. For a wealth of similar messages, please visit our website at www.ikorodu.nlwc.church or feel free to contact us at 0703-576-0085. You can also reach out to us via WhatsApp at the same number. May God's blessings continue to abound in your life.